Hi guys, Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you once more to another edition of our Friday Drivecast, the day of the week where we go where the Lord takes us. So let's begin. Today I want to talk about one of those Bible words that we don't use often, probably haven't used this word lately in your everyday conversational lingo, and that's the word atonement. Yet, it's one of the key concepts of our Christian faith. And there's truly an entire universe inside the word atonement. And one of the scriptures where you'll encounter the word atonement is found in 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Let me read it for you. John writes, "My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we've got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for those of the whole world." So what is atonement? What is it that John's implying when he says that Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins? Well, the word atonement means literally to cover. Cover is, it's the best English word if we were doing a word-for-word translation, but its meaning and the meaning of atonement really goes deeper. Let's say, for instance, you go to lunch with a friend. You finish the meal and the server comes and asks if there's going to be separate checks or you're going to pay together, and you reach in your pocket or your purse and you discover that you've accidentally left your wallet or your billfold at home. And embarrassed, you inform your friend of the mishap. And hopefully, you'll hear the friend say these words, "Hey, it's okay. I've got you covered." Your inability to pay is covered or atoned for. And let's take the illustration a step further. Say there's many, many lunches, multiple meals, and the same thing happens over and over. And you come up with the same lame excuse, which is, "I forgot my wallet. I can't pay." And that's going to create a toxic environment between you and your friend. And atonement not only covers the soft costs, but it also covers the hard costs of the recurring breaches in our relationship that my debts have caused. And does my friend have every right to leave me hanging with my debt in the restaurant that I made for myself? Absolutely. Yet John tells us in 1 John 2:2, that this is exactly what God does not do. He doesn't leave us hanging with our insurmountable debts. He sent His Son Jesus, His second self, into the world to be that friend at the lunch table who says, "Don't worry, I've got you covered. I'm the atoning sacrifice for your sins." And you know, as we close out today's Drivecast, I'll leave you with this thought. The more that I dig into the atonement that Jesus provided, the less I want to take advantage of a free lunch at Jesus' expense. You know, I can't speak for you, but I know that I take my sin way too lightly. And I mean, I've got it down to an art form, actually. I can sweep it under the rug or think that it's no big deal because Jesus is always going to be there to pick up the tab. You know, the truth of the matter is, sin is a big deal, and so big that it took Jesus entering into our human condition so that He could defeat evil by allowing evil to defeat Him on the cross, where true atonement or covering for sin was made. To which John reminds us, "My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin," and we will, and we do, John goes on to say that we've got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And this is, my friends, what makes me want to love him more and sin all the less. Because there is something about the love of God, the death of Jesus, and discovering that you're a part of the story that makes all the difference in the world. So as usual, I want to thank you for tuning in today. And I hope that you have a safe and a blessed weekend ahead of you, and hopefully that you can tune in to our services that are streaming on Sundays at 9:30 or 11 o'clock, and do your best if you can to tune in to another one of our LifePoint Drivecasts this coming Monday. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.